you as an individual.
What can you do to combat it? Combat it. I mean, that's the simple answer. It's a multifaceted thing. It's a process, and it's a state of mind that leads to this. You can challenge the state of mind beginning in yourself. And that's actually what he was just saying. You got to challenge, you got to interrogate your own set of assumptions and find out if they're valid or based on preference and privilege, if there's actually some validity to them. And you start breaking down all the kind of consciousness that wants to plaster no smoking signs on every flat surface in the immediate proximity of a plutonium dump. Okay, there's two things happening with that. Okay, one is a manifestation of delusion. You got denial going on, and you got a diversion going on. You're trying to displace onto something convenient that which is much less convenient to try to confront. And what you're confronting there is the national security strait, if you're dealing with plutonium. Your neighbors, probably poorer neighbors, if you decide to go with the anti-smoking thing, all right? But you got a progressive consensus that this is all for, well, what would it be for? Aside from comfort, convenience, and a reinforcement of privilege. Well, the alternative is take those poor, less educated people and do something for their own good. Have we heard this before?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, you confront that kind of thing, which actually works its way out in a more structural sense to people, well, keeping that which is kind of other and a little bit plebeian and inconvenient out of their communities, which creates these communities under I-70, which are not populated by those who are privileged and elite and enlightened and consequently make good dumping grounds for the cigarette butts, figuratively speaking, or the toxic chemicals, or the sewage treatment plant, or the, well, I can keep going. You understand? Those things connect. And you don't hear it getting connected in terms of environmental movement, in terms of progressive movement in general. We have a policy issue. That word came up. Where is policy formulated? What is the entity, the mechanism, formulation, the application, and the enforcement? It's something called the state. Progressives, so-called. Sometimes even anarchists, so-called, turn to the state as the entity to solve the problems they confront. The state is the source of the problems. You got a sort of alchemy of consciousness going on here, that the solution to the problem is the source of the problem. Yes, yes, and if we do the correct incantations, we can take this bar of lead, repeat the same experiment long enough, circle that cauldron of bubbling fluid, and eventually it's going to turn out gold. Well, if you believe one, you better be believing the other. But that is a kind of consciousness that is not going to get you anywhere out of the mire you find yourself in now. So, you want to take that one and run with it? Okay, you can start just about any point you want to in Denver. I assume you're from Denver. You know, we could probably sit here and list about, in the time available, 2,000 different points of departure, things that you need to confront and just say no to in Denver. All right, pick one and approach it based upon your inclinations, your aptitude, your consciousness, and use that as a crucible of transforming your consciousness to the point where you can attack, attach, and transcend something else. Or something else is. Yeah?
I think that's great. And a couple things. One is, I think we're both probably going to talk a lot about revolution, whatever that may mean.
Not me.
Okay. Well, I may talk about revolution, whatever that may mean. And I'm going to get to something about that in a second. I also want to just sort of say for the record that I think that there can be very important, I don't want to use the R, the reform word, but I think that there can be very important, it's very important also to apply Band-Aids. And I don't have a problem with the application of Band-Aids to any circumstance so long as you recognize that it is no more than the application of a Band-Aid. Great examples of that are, I have no problem, obviously, with women working on rape crisis hotlines or in battered women's shelters. It's really important work. as long as they also recognize that that's not going to stop the tsunami of violence by men against women. And it's the same on any other issues, that I don't have a problem. I mean, I've done enough timber sale appeals myself, trying to work within the the regulations of the state, and also every acre I ever helped to save was cut under the salvage rider, which is the point. And so I think that that work can be helpful so long as you recognize that that is nothing more than a Band-Aid. So that's the first part. And the second part is, for me, and I